Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
And 603-283-6160 is the phone number here. That's 603-283-6160. Call in with whatever is on your mind. It's Free Talk Live for a reason. You can change the subject or bring up your points about the subject we're talking about. It doesn't matter because it's Free Talk Live. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by ForkFest, happening June 13th through the 16th at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest is a fork of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and I think it's more important than ever to support ForkFest if you, don't want to go to ForkFest for any reason. ForkFest is decentralized, so there's no ticket cost and no one is in charge. For more information and to connect with other attendees, you can visit the unofficial website forkfest.party. That's forkfest.party. I think it's just important to show that we are more than an incorporation or than a corporation. We are a community of people who believe in freedom, and freedom is always the answer. What's the question? And that we aren't a group think project that only, you know, is led from the top down or anything like that. I'm definitely going to be going to ForkFest this year. I'm not even sure about ForkFest, but with you in the studio on Free Talk Live tonight, you've got me, Bonnie,
Lori,
and Chris.
And I wanted to go right to the phones because we have Riz on the line. Riz, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
It's the Riz Daddy. Evolutionary capitalist young speak.
I thought you said Riz.
Yeah, Riz.
Well, that's a lie. So you're lying.
Riz Daddy. Wait.
And then I asked, are you the one from Texas? And you said, yeah, so bye. Unscreened caller, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Well, there's a federal statute that makes it a crime for a convicted felon to be in possession of a firearm.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a number of things wrong with that law.
There are.
I agree.
First of all, the Constitution doesn't even give Congress the power to prohibit a convicted felon from having a firearm. These things are delegated by the Constitution to the states, but even then, governments cannot justly infringe on somebody's unalienable rights, such as their right to defend themselves. But even having said that, look at all the different ways that an innocent person can unjustly wind up with a felony conviction, such as by selling Bitcoin without a license when there's no federal law saying you need one.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, you were supposed to know that the courts would rule that Bitcoin was funds within the meaning of a federal law that requires that you have a license to run a funds transmission business after the fact.
These are victimless, nonviolent crimes, so they call them.
Yeah, to begin with.
Don't forget that the judge did not put Ian in prison. The U.S. Marshals did. And on Monday, the U.S. Marshals who were trying to arrest a guy for being on a warrant for being a felon in convicted felon in possession of a firearm.
Right, I saw this in North Carolina.
Yeah. 8 cops wound up getting shot, 4 of them fatally, 3 U.S. Marshals and 1 local law enforcement goon, and it totally served them right. And so I sent Ian a letter telling him what happened. And how the only thing the enemy was able to do was to keep sending the freedom fighters more targets.
One thing I think about is that why don't the cops ever get the hint that people don't want their services? I have never been shot at while serving someone an Uber Eats order. They were serving someone a warrant This person was a felon because of drug-related charges. They had allegedly... Oh, yeah, they were also a felon because of a... I wasn't going to not say this, but I was thinking it was misdemeanor, but no, this was a felony. So they were a felon because of drug charges and also because of a breaking and entering charge from 2014. I don't believe that somebody who even committed a victimful crime, like breaking and entering, deserves to have no gun rights for 10-plus years. That's just ridiculous. People are safer when people in their community have their right to bear arms, and I think that he could have just made those people whole, you know, fix the window he broke and return anything. But the government doesn't want that. The government wants fewer and fewer people with the right to bear arms because they don't like how hard to kill we are, and yeah. I think that's a huge part of it.
Isn't the whole point of a prison sentence, according to them, is that's your punishment? Mm-hmm. And then once you serve it, it's over and you've...
You're cured.
You've done your time. You're cured, yeah.
You've paid your debt now. To society.
Right.
What's
so,
the word?
So how do they keep punishing you for the rest of your life?
It's ridiculous. There's a word that they use that means, like, you're supposed to be changed, like...
Rehabilitated?
Yeah, you're rehabilitated. So if it's so effective... If we need to keep doing this, putting people in cages because it rehabilitates them, then, you know, you're right. Why do they need to be punished in some other way for the rest of their lives? Or why can't they bear arms for the rest of their lives? It's even worse. And thank you for the call, by the way. I forget his name. Tom? Tom? Thanks, Riley, our producer in the studio with us tonight. So even in not just in that situation, because that situation was like, I didn't think that he actually like had the right or something to kill those cops because they were serving a warrant. But I do think that it's kind of just like it's ridiculous to see the articles about it. And you see the cop bosses saying like, we lost 4 heroes today. You didn't lose a hero.
You lost people doing a bad job.
Right.
And
parasites.
Yeah, And I won't even get into all that, but I'm saying if your job is to go and use force to try to convince somebody to go back to jail, you're going to F around and find out.
Right.
I mean, that's going to be part of it, and I'm sorry.
Ultimately, that guy also lost his life, so it's just, to me, it's a bad strategy. It's a bad strategy to shoot at cops, even if they're coming to take your rights away from you, because they will just overpower you. They'll keep sending more and more goons. Like, the government doesn't actually care about their goons, so they'll just keep sending them at you like human shields.
And I think you bring up an interesting point, talking about, you know, criminals that have paid their debt to society yet are still punished. But we do arbitrary stuff like that as a nation all the time. Look at all the limitations on the mentally handicapped. Mm. You know, you can't own a gun if you've been found insane.
Yep.
As if you don't have the right to defend yourself. As if you don't have the right to protect yourself from bodily harm.
And they're also saying you can't get better.
That's a good point.
Once we've put this label on you,
yeah.
You can't change.
Yeah.
That's just a huge thing they want to push too, that like mental problems are forever, and like taking walks and losing weight and eating better isn't going to help you get less depressed and things like that. They want you to believe like, no, you have something wrong with you, and so, you'll be broken forever.
And if I'm attacked by someone, I don't care if they're a felon. I don't care if it's their first offense.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if they're insane. I'm going to use an appropriate level of force to deny them the ability to injure me
or
anyone I'm with.
Everyone will be safer if there are more guns. More guns makes the... it's just obvious and proven at this point by the fact that New Hampshire is so safe when it has the most guns of any state. I'm pretty sure of any state, like per capita, it has the most people with guns, and it's the safest state, if not like second safest to Vermont, but definitely one of the top one or two safest states in the 50s.
I think Maine.
Well, my favorite statistic is the most automatic weapons per capita of any state.
Than New Hampshire does?
Yeah. We have more machine guns per capita than any other state. So
right. And it's incredibly safe. I never really felt super unsafe walking around even San Antonio because, like, it's a lot of it is a mindset thing, I really think.
Right.
And I would deliver Uber Eats orders and, like, kind of creepy apartments sometimes, but I didn't feel like I was about to get killed at any point, but I still feel 10 times safer here. Like, I don't, obsessively lock my car behind me and things like that. I feel like my doors could be unlocked for a long period of time and I'd be fine. The only thing that really has threatened my life since I've lived in New Hampshire is the feds breaking into my house.
Well, and you have to think of a thing, too. Like, I'm sure that most crimes are nonviolent, most. And people who are felons because they didn't file their tax return right now can't own a gun.
Yep.
So how is that in any way related to a punishment for them?
No, it's just
completely arbitrary.
Flexing their muscle and saying, you know, look at us. We can do whatever we want to whoever we want.
And also people who don't follow the rules get punished and get their gun taken away. And now they can't protect themselves.
Right.
Or worse, you go to Illinois.
Why Illinois?
Because they have some of the harshest gun laws in America. Though.
Hmm.
So did you feel ridiculously safe in Chicago?
No.
You should have. I mean, they've done everything they could to make you safe.
I thought about how much less safe I was in Chicago a lot. I wasn't even in any bad parts or anything, but even just like getting Uber drivers' cars, I was like, these people are probably crazy, probably don't agree with like the conversations Colin and Chris and I are having. I tried to keep it kind of normie.
Places with strict gun laws, I think, have more violent crimes.
Right. Chicago has a lot of violent crimes.
New York
and they have strict gun laws.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We even talked to this store owner in Chicago who he wasn't giving out samples for ice cream, and it's like, how do you know what you want with like these like designer flavors? How do you know what you want? It's not like it's just like vanilla, strawberry, and people are being ridiculous asking for a sample. And somebody with me asked for a sample of one of the ice cream flavors, and he was like, I can't do that because of COVID. And I was like, seriously? Like, out loud?
Is it 2024?
But then he started to say, he's like, I'm sorry, you want to get me in trouble? I will get a fine from the city. And I was like, really? Like, that's messed up. I'm sorry, they're doing that to you.
How is a sample different than scooping a whole order into a bowl?
It
for
makes
COVID.
No sense.
The small order is more likely to contain COVID for some reason, like the small little piece of ice cream we're going to give you.
It's not like people are sharing the spoon. It's not like there's one sample spoon.
Exactly.
Here you go. Stupid.
Be sure to lick it when you're done.
So we do have a caller on the line. Gigi in South Carolina, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind, Gigi?
Mrs. Freeman, welcome back, my dear.
Oh, thank you.
I'm glad you had a safe journey.
Thank you.
I like what that gentleman is saying. I like it very much.
Oh, Chris here?
Yes, but that's not my reason for calling. I am just expressing my personal opinion this evening, as always. My undergraduate alma mater is UCLA. When I was an undergraduate many, many years ago, I am proud to say openly to all of the listeners, I was politically active as a student.
Okay.
I took pride in voicing my opinions, holding up signs, wearing printed T-shirts, using a megaphone. But you know what, everybody on the staff tonight hosting, as well as my fellow lovers of Free Talk Live, I didn't wear a mask to hide my identity. I didn't demolish or vandalize property that did not belong to me. I wasn't physically abusive to people with other opinions. And we demonstrated about El Salvador, South Africa, and it bothers me, my beloved UCLA, like so many other campuses, is getting out of control, and it concerns me.
So do you think this is a coordinated effort? That's a lot of the talk, is all these
of the
people
country.
They're being paid by George Soros.
Oh, very much
in.
So, Chris.
Okay.
I said it a moment ago. I like how you think.
I was just saying something, not necessarily thinking it, but Ask my wife. I don't think that
I
often.
Think that it is definitely possible that's a coordinated effort. The day that
Oakley,
I was traveling...
social media has students all over the world, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, South Africa, Germany, Norway. You know, it's not... It's instantaneous communication
right.
in today's world, not like when I was an undergrad at UCLA. But it concerns me that it's really out of control. And I always, always talk about, for me, I'm very passionate about freedom of speech, the free exercise thereof, freedom of assembly. However, there is also a fine line between that and violence and vandalism. I abhor it, and I find it frightening.
Well, the one thing out of all this that just comes front and center with me is, let's say there's this government, and they were attacked, and their response was tenfold to kill tenfold number of people. I would oppose that government. I think that's uncalled for. You don't do that.
Yeah.
It frightens
in
me
today's
just
world,
in general
one moment.
If you get stopped for an alleged traffic violation, the cop has a billy club, a big flashlight that can be used as a weapon, and a taser.
Let me finish
and
my thought.
A gun.
I get it. Let me finish my thought. I oppose this unnamed government that just killed tenfold the number of people that died in this attack from this other country. But if I oppose that government's policy, that means I hate Jewish people?
No, not at all.
I mean,
that's what tons of people seem to think.
Well, that's the correlation, and that's how they're framing this, that if
you
oppose the
state of... You know what?
I happen
to be Jewish. Everyone who listens to the show knows I'm very open about that. I love my culture. I love my history. But if I voice opposition over something the Israeli government does, that doesn't mean I'm anti-Semitic or a self-hating Jew.
Right.
It simply means I don't agree with that political policy.
It's being phrased in as that it means you are a self-hating Jew.
And I feel that, like
that term, you are anti-Semitic.
That term, both of those terms, are just used to silence people anytime they have the quote-unquote wrong opinion.
Right. You're using wrong thought. You must just hate the Jews.
Well,
and it's asinine.
I really appreciate the call from Gigi. Thank you so much for the call. We're going to go to Sarah from New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Chris has missed you. I don't know if you remember Chris being on the show, but I wanted to bring you on to talk today. Sarah, what's on your mind?
Oh, Chris, I think I recognize his voice from...
Oh, it was me and Daryl fielding your phone calls like 5 years ago. You'd call in every night and usually had something to do with traffic. If I recall correctly.
Yeah, you know what? I want to talk about this bridge that I have to go over, and it's
like we never left.
Yeah.
Yeah, the thing is that there's no way you could fit a handicap if an ADA non-compliant, and then nobody wants to fix it. You know what
this
I mean?
Bridge?
It's the most pathetic. Yeah, it's a bridge that goes over to over the water arroyo. Like a water channel.
Like just a walking bridge.
Like Israel?
It's not a bridge that cars drive on, right? It's just a walking bridge?
Well, the cars, there's two car lanes going both ways, and they put a pedestrian walk bridge that's 2.5 feet wide. And if you have a dog, you have to put him like a carrying a little pig over your shoulders.
Yeah.
The dogs won't walk.
I'm still not seeing the problem.
Yeah. Well, it's just like they carry on like this here in Albuquerque and New Mexico. Like this is the way of life here, and I'm
driving
trying to bring it up. Like this is a dumb place. Like they need to widen this bridge, you know. And I've been working on it.
Well, have there actually been people who were saying, "Hey, I tried to walk on this bridge and I couldn't fit, and this needs to be changed"? Have there been like disabled people or anything like that that attempted to
got up and marched? Oops, I can't say that.
That's the whole thing. I don't know who they are. We don't have any committee. We don't have a pedestrian activist organization.
You need to start it. You need to lead this.
Is this bridge the only way to get from point A to point B?
Good question.
That's correct. Unless you want to walk over like another quarter mile, if you have a shopping cart for homeless, you could bring it over that bridge if you want to walk another half a mile or another.
It's not the only way.
It's not the only way. And a quarter mile is only like, what, 4 minutes?
Not a lot.
Walking.
More like 10 minutes.
Depends on how handicapped.
I guess that's true.
I have done that. I have done that rather than walk over this 2.5 bridge and somebody hit me from the back when they're talking and texting and speeding, you know. I mean, I use this walk when I'm facing the traffic because at least I'll get that 1 or 2 seconds. I could jump out of the way when they're going to hit me.
Jump off the bridge.
The bridge only has a pedestrian walkway on one side?
I think it's got a pedestrian walkway on both sides.
Okay, you should not be walking with your back to traffic oncoming to you.
Good advice.
Well, has anyone ever driven off that bridge into the water?
No, I haven't heard about it.
But I don't really think they're going to drive onto a sidewalk, right? Like, that would...
It could happen.
Like going right
but
off.
That's like saying you could get hit by lightning.
Right. Yeah. Get hit by a bus.
And when those people get in the car every day, they're taking a risk as well that they could be in a car accident. You know, somebody's car could absolutely just, like, malfunction, for example. It could be no one's
fault. They could be driving
a
Tesla.
And they could die. Yeah.
And it could just explode.
Based on my conversations with you, Sarah, I mean, I cannot imagine walking in Albuquerque. That in itself is taking your own life into your own hands.
That's
such
a good point.
Like,
the drivers there are terrible, right?
Yeah. It's like living in Oklahoma with the tornadoes. It's the same living in California with the earthquakes. This is our traffic fatality is the way of life here. But I just feel like I could do something about it. You know what I mean?
Something about it. Well, get out there.
Her
protest.
Activism is talking on Free Talk Live.
Exactly.
No, she actually said that's her job.
I know that, but it has been for at least the last 5 years.
She's passionate about it.
And
really involved with me about it. And maybe we'll start something, you know? The thing is that we're so computer illiterate. I don't know how to do Zoom. I don't know how to shop on the computer. So
trust me, you're better for it.
I don't organize anything on the computer. You know what I mean? We have to... So
I don't know if she has better for it because she believes that this MLM she works for, she's saving money by just getting paid in soap to do work for them. But then again, you don't know how to use the computer, so how could you possibly be comparing prices effectively?
The thing is that we get it. We get by enough. Like, if we use their credit card, we get 6% and back in free product dollars, and we're not fussy because otherwise we would buy the product with our money. We pay the regular price to get it for free, so it doesn't make much difference.
Making money through soap.
Well, her money all just comes from welfare, so it like doesn't matter as much to her because she doesn't have to work for it. Thank you for the call, Sarah.
Good to hear from you.
It's Free Talk Live. More coming up. 603-283-6160 is the phone number. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
U.S. USA News Update. The White House is standing by its response to pro-Palestinian protests causing disruptions at colleges across the nation. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
No president has spoken more forcefully about combating anti-Semitism than this president.
President Biden is facing criticism from some quarters who argue that he's not forcefully addressing instances of anti-Semitism at some of the demonstrations. The Federal Reserve is keeping interest rates unchanged as officials want to see more confidence in inflation decreasing before considering rate cuts. The central bank aims to bring inflation down to 2%. Interest rates have stayed at their highest level in over two decades since July. Ford is recalling more than 240,000 Maverick pickup trucks due to taillights that fail to illuminate. The recall affects specific Maverick models from 2022 to the present year. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
The phone number here, that's 603-283-6160. Are you tired of the oppressive rules and moderation of the big tech social media sites? Our Mastodon server at social.freetalklive.com can set you free. Mastodon is free, open source, decentralized, and federated. Multiple apps are available for iOS, Android, Windows, Mac, and Linux. Social.freetalklive.com. And with you on the show tonight, you've got me, Bonnie.
Lori.
And Chris.
And we have this story to bring to you guys tonight that it seems pretty hilarious to me. Apparently, FBI agents are spending all day harassing people on Facebook.
Thank God.
This is from Reason.com. Yeah. Reason.com. FBI agent says he hassles people every day, all day long over Facebook posts. It's just an effort to keep everybody safe and make sure nobody has any ill will, he claimed.
I can't believe he actually says that. I'm not even going to say he actually believes it because he probably doesn't.
No, I'm sure he doesn't.
That's a ridiculous thing to say right after saying you spend all day long harassing people on Facebook. It's an effort to keep people safe.
The FBI spends every day, all day long, interrogating people over their Facebook posts. At least that's what agents told Stillwater, Oklahoma resident Rola Abdeljawad when they showed up at her house to ask her about her social media activity. Three FBI agents came to Abdeljawad's house and said that they had been given screenshots of her posts by Facebook. Her lawyer, Hassan Shibli, posted a video of the incident online Wednesday. Abdeljawad, they're going to make me keep saying that, I hope I'm saying it right, told agents that she didn't want to talk and asked them to show their badges on camera, which the agents refused to do. She wrote on Facebook that she later confirmed with local police that the FBI agents really were FBI agents. Facebook gave us a couple of screenshots of your account, one agent in a gray shirt said in the video.
Well.
So we no longer live in a free country and we can't say what we want, replied Abdeljawad. No, we totally do. That's why we're not here to arrest you or anything, a second agent in a red shirt added.
How nice, how kind.
We do this every day, all day long. It's just an effort to keep everybody safe and make sure nobody has any ill will.
I believe that they do it all day long. I really think that a lot of, like, the completely anonymous trolls on my Twitter and stuff are just feds. Yeah. They're not AI.
My husband says whenever there's, like, some big fight discussion in a Facebook group, he says those people are all just arguing with bots and feds.
Probably pretty accurate.
Yeah.
I totally believe that. Did it say, like, specifically what kind of posts she makes that they found troubling or, like, worth interviewing her over?
It didn't say yet, but it might further down. I just can't imagine if FBI agents knocked on my door and were like, we'd like to speak to you about your Facebook post. I don't know if I could stop myself from laughing. Like, are you for real right now? Is this a serious conversation we're about to have about a Facebook post?
Yeah.
Facebook is barely even anything anymore.
And saying, you say, well, don't we live in a free country? And they say, yeah, no, we totally do. Then stop, like, wasting 1 second of my time.
Yeah, I'd be like, okay, cool.
My door.
Bye.
Yeah, seriously. Have a good day.
Yeah. Shibley says that he doesn't know which Facebook post caught the attention of the agents and that it was the first time he had heard Facebook's parent company, Meta, preemptively reporting posts to law enforcement. Andy Stone, a spokesman for Meta, and Kayla McCleary, a spokeswoman for the FBI's Oklahoma City office, declined to comment. Meta's official policy is to hand over Facebook data to U.S. law enforcement in response to a court order, a subpoena, a search warrant, or an emergency situation involving imminent harm to a child or risk of death or serious physical injury to any person. The company received 73,956 requests from U.S. law enforcement and handed over data 87.84% of the time in the first half of 2023, according to the Meta website.
Wow.
In 6 months, they got 73,956 requests to hand over data.
Wow. And you know what's crazy? There have been people who scammed different government, like Google and YouTube and stuff like that, by they weren't the FBI. They just sent a request that looked like a request and got information that way. Because they're just like, they get so many requests, they're like, oh, here's another one, send. And here I'm going to send out the people's passwords or whatever the information is that the scammer is asking them for. Because it's kind of the FBI's fault that those people got scammed because they are requesting it so often and probably not, like, doing a very secure, like, process for it, too.
Yeah, I highly doubt that there's 73,956,000 things posted on Facebook in 6 months that warrant an FBI response.
Yeah, that are warranted at all. But also that are so important that it's like, wow, we just have to, break due process. We have to, spy on people because it's that big of a deal. Like somebody saying like, oh, I am about to do something bad. I don't want to say.
Do you think there are that many anti-government posts on Facebook in a minute?
In a minute? No.
At least my friends. I mean, it's a constant stream of, what are we doing? What's wrong with this country? And this is left and right again. But I think
like
the FBI would investigate those. You said something against the United States.
Is that not allowed anymore?
Where have you been?
Oh, I was under the impression that we had free speech.
I know, but I've no longer have that disillusion. It's insane. And I think the bar to raise to FBI interest and FBI involvement is so low.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Joe Biden sucks.
Yeah.
That's enough.
Knock, knock, knock.
Excuse me, sir. We need to talk to you about
your
Facebook.
How dare you say such things?
Joe Biden sucks.
Well, I know. It's so outrageous because he is the greatest president we've ever had.
Good job.
Thank you.
Abdeljawad's Facebook timeline is public, so the FBI agents could have found it themselves. For the past week, she has made multiple angry posts per day about the war in Gaza, referring to Israel as Israel, but none of her posts on her feed call for violence.
Hmm.
Ironically, Abdeljawad had also posted a warning about exactly the kind of government monitoring she was later subjected to. Don't fall for their games. Our community is being watched, and they are just waiting for any reason to round us up, Abdeljawad wrote. If you're Muslim and or pro-Palestine, consider all your media accounts, Google searches, mail, messenger, local mosques, and political events monitored.
If you're anyone, consider
if you're anyone,
that.
Yeah.
But I am happy when things like this happen that, I mean, I'm not really happy that it's happening, but it's kind of a good thing when things like this happen to wake up a whole group.
Yeah, silver lining.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Muslims do consider that if you're openly against the genocide in Israel, that you may be getting targeted. Like, this woman's kind of proof of that.
If you're against anything that the government does, you're opening yourself up to being targeted.
And Israel's the government's little pet best friend ally right now, and if you can't say anything wrong against them.
It's not even just right now.
Yeah.
They've been allies since, like, Reagan? Was it Reagan?
Well,
or before that,
even
Nixon?
Before that.
No. I just figured
it's been a long
LA
time
since 1947.
Is that when they came out? When Israel was like created?
Yeah, I think since then. I mean, we've had a pro-Zionist foreign policy towards the Middle East. And
yeah, they come right out and say it. Joe Biden said, "You don't have to be there to be a Zionist. I'm a Zionist." Like,
really?
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, they just come right out and say it. They go and they kiss the wall and claim that,
like,
Jerusalem is the capital of
Israel.
And
that belongs to the Jews.
Yeah.
There, that was from the greatest president we've ever had.
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden.
Yeah, they all say it. Trump went and did the same thing. Like, they all say it. That's part of their script when they get there.
That's crazy.
To the White House.
And people do always say, like, oh, this has always been a Christian nation, and Christians, like, are by definition Zionists because they believe it's a sin to do anything like, quote unquote, against Israel.
Mm-hmm. Well, because they think that it's going to fulfill the prophecy. If Israel can fulfill the prophecy, then the Messiah will come back.
Yeah.
So being a Christian nation, because separation of church and state and all that, they, you know, that's what a lot of the pro-Israel alliance is based on, is heavily Christian-dominated, reigning government.
Yep.
But didn't they kill him the first time?
Yeah, but only, like, kinda, and then he came back, and then he, like, flew into the sky, and then he's gonna come back again.
No harm, no foul.
Chosen people, or they're called chosen people. That's one reason I like Swedenborgians. They are Christians that don't believe that Jesus is literally coming back, and I'll see, like, videos by Swedenborgians that are like, don't support the war on Gaza, please. It's not fulfilling some kind of prophecy, and I think it's, like, really interesting that a Christian group would come out and say that. I don't know. Disclaimer. I like them. And I just find it pretty, like, it's just so anti-common sense to believe that a God would support genocide.
I kind of find it insane that people are like, I would love for Jesus to come back and all the people I know to be dematerialized and have hellfire rain down upon them and die in the most horrible ways ever imaginable because
it'd be great
because they did a bad thing. Yeah, it's gonna be awesome.
I'm
gonna be fine.
The truth, they could be really good people, but they didn't accept what they believe is the truth about the universe.
I've lived my whole life perfectly and I'm gonna be fine and I'm gonna go to heaven, but everyone else around me is gonna die terribly.
Well, really, I think that they did live their life perfectly, but they believe that it doesn't matter because they can just say, they can just, like, lay in their bed and I say, like, Jesus, I'm sorry to you, not the person I harm, but to you.
Yeah.
And then
is that every
all forgiven?
Is that all the Christian religions? I grew up Catholic, so I know that they do that. They're just like,
yeah.
Oh, sorry. I killed somebody. Can I just go say some Hail Marys and then we're good?
Well, then again,
plenary indulgence.
Yeah.
Some are all about work too. I can't remember which ones. Maybe the Puritans or the Protestants or something like that. They believe, like, you gotta apologize and then work.
That's
for
the
God.
Catholics.
Oh, that's the Catholics.
Yeah, you gotta do your penance.
Hmm.
You have to say it in the pew and, like, do seven Hail Marys and, like, four Our Fathers.
That's about...
Yep.
they make it a punishment on purpose. I was so bored the only time I ever went to a Catholic mass for a funeral. Well, I don't know if that's the same thing as mass.
Yeah, you go into the little box with the priest, and you tell him all the bad things you did, and then he tells you how many prayers to do.
Final mass. It's a boss of Hail Marys, and, and they let you go. Yeah, they have the dead body in the room, and they, like, pray over it. It's really weird. It was kind of, like, weirdly nice. Like, it was, like, a three-day funeral. I just thought that I was like, wow, you have the dead body in the room, and you pray for him like he's right there, and then they let him go. That's what they think.
All religions are weird.
Yeah, that's strange.
Like the Mormons, they baptize people against their will.
Yeah, dead people.
Dead people against their will, like, you know. Yeah. Got to make sure that everybody's safe.
And make sure they get to the right place, because God wouldn't just, like...
Like,
you know,
and I don't understand the Jehovah's Witnesses, like, they only let so many people in, but we're going to keep trying to get more people so that it lowers my chances of going to heaven.
Yeah.
Like, what is that?
And it's a small number. I don't remember what it is right now, do you?
44,000, I think.
Whoa. They think that only 44,000 people will go to heaven. That's really bad.
Maybe it's 144,000, something like that.
Oh, Riley says maybe 144. I've only ever known one Jehovah's Witness, or maybe, like, two. But they're really strange ones too. They don't believe in celebrating birthdays and holidays. They don't believe in blood transfusions. They will actually die instead of get one. And lots of other, like, medical interventions.
Yeah, they don't celebrate anything other than Jesus.
That's why. Okay.
Yeah, it's 144,000. You're right.
Wow, good job, Riley.
Yep.
Good memory.
Yep.
Yeah, so I don't remember how we really got onto that, except, well, if your religion and what you believe to be right, regardless of, you know, what, like, natural law, like, just, like, don't harm people, don't take their stuff, if whatever you believe becomes the next target of what, you know, the government thinks is in their way for their allies or whatever, then just know that it doesn't matter that it's your religion and we're supposed to have freedom of religion here. You will be their next target. They will infringe on your rights to privacy and things like that.
Mm-hmm. They'll just say that you're the enemy and make everyone think that you're the enemy and do things to make it look like you're the enemy, and then you'll become the enemy.
Yeah.
They'll work with the mass media. I remember I thought it was... I didn't really know which way they were going to go with the Israel-Gaza argument. I just didn't know, but all mass media was, like, in lockstep, like, really pro-Israel at
first. Oh, yeah.
And I was... That was weird.
Yeah, they're, like, bound together.
And this is interesting because you have this concerted effort, I mean, from the U.S. government, from all the media companies. I mean, we expect this. But you have a whole lot of people that were kind of swayed by, I don't know, 34,000 dead Palestinians. People did wake up and they did start to ask questions, and that's good. And people that were, I mean... Previously, I think a lot of them were previously pro-Zionist just because they didn't really know why.
But now,
you know, other than we hear it all the time, we're supposed to be that way.
Now those people who are waking up are being
targeted
as the enemies.
Of course.
They're saying they're racist, they're violent, they're this, they're silencing them.
That's...
They can't have protests. I watched a video today of a cameraman walking with protesters on a campus. And the cops threw him and his camera to the ground and then charged him with assaulting a police officer.
What?
Yeah.
Well, a lot of the times I think that whenever there are these protests that start to change people's minds and get enough attention, they start to put people in there that are just going to go be bad actors, not saying even like that.
Right.
Like, they're going to start putting people in that are going to start starting buildings on fire and actually assaulting people.
Yeah, they put undercover officers and stuff.
To make
you can see their vests
bad.
Under their shirt sometimes.
Well.
Yeah.
It's just a regular flag. It's not a false flag.
This is my casual flak jacket that I'm wearing underneath here.
I always wear this.
Yes.
They wear, like, hoodies in not very cold weather and, like, all the same tennis shoes or all the same boots and all the same jeans.
Yeah, they all have their cop boots.
Yeah, cop boots, yeah. They do. Well,
jack boots.
I just thought that it was interesting that we have a story, and I don't know if you have the other one. We had a story about the FBI hassling people on Facebook all day, but we also have, you know, the other thing that you could be arguing with. You might be arguing, if you're arguing on Facebook with an FBI agent, you might be arguing with a bot. So do you have that story as well?
I don't, but I could probably find it real quick.
Oh, sorry. Well,
no, that's okay.
I could also probably find it, but I thought this story was really interesting because people often say, like, when you're getting in an argument, you were saying that your husband says this, that, oh, you're just arguing with some bots or some FBI agents on there. You're not changing it, like, people's hearts and minds.
Okay, so this is globalnews.ca. It says, Meta says you can't turn off its new AI tool on Facebook or Instagram.
Meta, why would you want to?
Oh, yeah, it's helpful.
Right.
Meta has now integrated AI into Instagram, Facebook, WhatsApp, and Messenger in Canada, but its presence may not be welcomed by all. It's here, too, now, mm-hmm. not just Canada. As the new feature cannot be turned off. In a statement Thursday, the company said Meta AI can be used to get things done, learn, create, and connect with the things that matter to you. What if privacy matters to you?
Anything but that.
Yeah, anything but that.
Sorry about that.
Human rights.
Little disclaimer.
It's now available in Canada, Australia, Ghana, Jamaica, Malawi, New Zealand, Nigeria, Pakistan, Singapore, South Africa, Uganda, Zambia, and Zimbabwe.
But you're saying, like, this is, like, dated, so now it's also in the United States?
I mean, if you go on Facebook and you try to, like, type something, it has the AI right there at the top bar, and you can't shut it off, you can't block it.
And when you go to search in Facebook or Meta products, now it's you're searching with AI.
Yeah, you're searching with AI, and it says, like, ask questions, like, it gives you a prompt. Ask questions like, where can I find a good restaurant? I already have Google.
Yeah.
What do I need that for? Or any other search engine.
I have Google's AI. Why do I need your AI?
What do I need your AI for?
Are they owned by
my
the same
Samsung
people, though?
AI. I mean, they're all owned by the same guy, eventually.
Yeah, basically.
Right. At the very tippity top.
Like,
right?
Disney owns basically everything.
It's basically the government.
I just found out today, like, it's so weird how things are owned by other things. I found out today that Mars, like the chocolate company, owns Banfield Pet Hospital, like that's in Petco's and stuff.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That's so weird.
That is so weird. And you know, that crap really scares me too, because, like, I already know how they're trying to ruin our health, like humans' health. And I'm always wondering, like, what are they doing to try to ruin my dog's health as well? Like, they just want you stressed out and unhappy. Like, they would love for your dog to die.
It's weird that the chocolate company, which is poisonous to dogs,
right.
has animal hospitals.
Exactly.
Like, I switched my dog's food just a couple years ago because I started realizing, like, it wasn't until I started, like, really learning about different ingredients and stuff that I thought about the fact that, like, I don't really know what, I've never looked at the ingredients on my dog's food. I looked at it. Like, number three is sunflower seed oil. Dogs don't need that.
No. So, yeah, all those dogs frolicking through the sunflower fields.
That happens all the time.
And, like, to make sunflower seed oil, you need, like, thousands of seeds, like something a dog will never encounter in nature.
I was outside the other day and heard my bird feeder fall over. Dogs.
Dogs.
So they're
again.
Eating sunflowers. Dogs again.
Damn dogs.
Thousands and thousands of seeds lost.
All kinds of pissed off birds all over the world going, what's happening to our feed? Dogs.
I really believe that they're trying to harm your dog's health as well, and it kind of scares me, and I'm starting to think about, maybe I shouldn't say this, starting to think about, like, photoshopping my dog's, like, vet records to say that he got vaccinated. I don't really know if I should or not. It's, like, really complicated, because I know some vaccines are helpful and stuff, but then they all, like, put crap as secondary ingredients in them, too.
Some things are silly, like, coconut is indoors, unless he's with you, right? Mm-hmm. So why does he need a rabies shot? If you don't need a rabies shot, then why does coconut need a rabies shot?
Yeah.
If you're both in here, not outside, like, fighting raccoons.
Are you making the argument for Bonnie to get a rabies shot?
I'm making the argument for coconut not to get one.
Okay.
Yeah. Nobody get a rabies shot unless it's necessary.
Okay. And they make you, if you want to go get your dog, like, groomed, they make you prove that he has rabies, Bordetella, maybe another one. But it's just like, I don't ever board him, and you can just keep him separate from other dogs. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Just getting there should be exemptions for dogs for their vaccines.
Yeah, there should be. Religious exemptions.
Mm-hmm. How come people don't, like, do you have to get your cat shots?
Probably for, like, if you got your cat groomed or something.
But people let their cats just roam outside.
Yeah.
So shouldn't they need more shots?
I don't know. I have never owned a cat as an adult, at least.
To me, it should be between the groomer and the cat's owner.
Yeah.
Just that's the end of it.
Right.
And if you're fine working on this questionable feline, who's likely going to scratch the heck out of you.
Yeah.
And I'll pay you.
And the thing is, like, I understand the idea of vaccines. I'm just afraid that they have taken, like, they just take everything that seems like, oh, I understand the idea of that, and they make it trash that kills you. Like, I don't want to inject mercury into my dog.
Like the Gardasil shot. That was the HPV shot that, like, just messed tons of people up.
Yeah.
They were like, here, take this so you don't get cancer. Oh, whoops, you got cancer.
Yeah.
We gave it to you. Yeah. Sorry about that.
Sorry.
Maybe I shouldn't admit it on the air, but it's too late. I always tell doctors, every time I go see a new doctor, they're like, Owen, so have you gotten your Gardasil shot? And I'm always like, yep. And they're like, yeah, you probably got that around 14. They don't ask for, like, proof or anything. I just always tell them I got it.
Yeah. They ask me if I have my COVID shot, and I'm like, no.
Oh, yeah. COVID, I would just tell them no. But Gardasil, like, they will harass you more, I think, than the COVID shot. And I don't think that...
It doesn't even make any sense why they would harass you. If you were I didn't get it, and I don't plan on getting it. I'm married and in a committed relationship. Right. I have no reason to get this, and also don't want cancer from a shot.
Yeah. Some people, have told me about their experience, like, telling them that they don't want the Gardasil shot, and that they treat people a lot like they treated people about the COVID shot. But they've always done this, like, since before COVID-19. That's one thing that they really will fight you over. It's like, they're like, it's like, I don't know. Doctors don't have anything to do with, like, scientists. All doctors are people who have been given a bunch of, you know, brainwashing from, like, PR companies. Like, doctors will just repeat stuff that the public believes as well. They don't, like, go and make, do experiments, and they don't have time to. I don't even think most of them have time to, like, be up to date on the current, like, science and journals coming out. Yeah. How could you possibly have time for that?
I had a recent health struggle, and when I went to my doctor, I actually found some articles and, like, peer-reviewed studies and brought them to her and was like, hey, can we try this? And she's like, well, I mean, this is pretty, it's pretty safe, so go ahead. Like, she's never seen the study before. Like, she had no idea that it even existed, but she was like, there's no harm, so do it.
So by that argument, are you suggesting we just don't trust any doctor for anything, or?
I think that you should use critical thinking skills and also be your own advocate, but don't just throw anything about your life into someone else's hands blindly.
One thing I think is, like, you'll always need them for surgeries and, like, emergency care a lot of the time. But one thing I think is, like, people need to stop going to the doctor when they feel fine.
Yes.
Yeah, and I think it's important to always, you retain control over your body. This is your body, not theirs. So seek help, but you're responsible.
You can get your own medical tests done at a lab.
And a lot of time you just have to stand up for yourself against those people because they have opinions. So this has been Free Talk Live. Thank you for listening. I really think we need to all continue to say Free Roger Beer. And you can go to freetalklive.com for more. Thanks for listening. Peace.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.